The 16th day of the blessed month of Baba. The departure of St. Agathon, the 39th Pope of Alexandria. On this day in the year 681 AD, Pope Agathon, the 39th Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was from a noble family in Marriott. When he grew up, he became a disciple to Pope Benjamin, the 38th Pope. And Benjamin ordained him a priest for one of the churches of Alexandria. When the Pope disappeared for a period of time from the face of his Chalcedonian persecutors, he left Agathon to preach to the believers and to establish in them the Orthodox faith. Agathon went around disguised, wearing a carpenter's apparel and carrying carpenter's tools, performing his pastoral duties and celebrating the divine mysteries of communion and liturgy in secret. He kept doing this until the return of Pope Benjamin from his hiding to the papal see, and he appointed Father Agathon as his private secretary. When Pope Benjamin departed, this saint was chosen to the honorable patriarchal rank. He was consecrated on the 14th of Tuba in the year 662 AD, and he faced great tribulations for the sake of keeping the Orthodox faith. For example, a man whose name was Theodorus of the Chalcedonian faith went to El Khalifa in Damascus and gave him much money and took from him a decree to appoint him as governor of Alexandria, El-Bahira, and Marriott. When he came in charge of this position, he afflicted Enba Agathon with many hardships and severely persecuted him. He levied high taxes on the Pope, and he put forth an order that any man who might find the patriarch should kill him. Enba Agathon detained himself in his cell until God destroyed that evil governor. During the days of this pope, the building of St. Macarius Church in his monastery in the wilderness of Cetus was completed. One night, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and told him about a holy monk from the monastery of St. Macarius, whose name was John, and ordered Agathon to bring him to assist him in preaching and teaching the people. The angel told him also that John would be patriarch after him. And by Agathon brought him and entrusted to John the administration of the churches and teaching the believers. When Agathon completed his good endeavor, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day is the commemoration of the saints Carpus, Apollos, and Peter. They were disciples of the Holy Father Enba Isaiah of Cetus. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.